Cheers and welcome to Upbeat Brew Review. I'm your host, John Windholtz. On this podcast, I review craft beer, focusing on five main categories: visual, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and drinkability, each having subcategories of their own. If you would like to follow along, email me at upbeatbrewreview@gmail.com, and I'll send you a copy of my evaluation sheet. Be sure to tell your friends, family, and fellow beer drinkers to visit anchor.fm/upbeatbrewreview. Follow, subscribe, and give me a 5-star rating if you enjoy the podcast. I appreciate you listening. Let's review some beer. On tonight's episode, I'm going to be reviewing Inbound West Coast IPA Fruit of the Loop. Get that juicy taste bud extravaganza with the North Loop's fruitiest West Coast IPA, best enjoyed with Saturday morning cartoons. Maybe I'll have to try that next week. That sounds great. Brewed and canned at Inbound Brew Co., 701 North 5th Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't know a ton about Inbound. I know I've had this beer before and it's great. I've never reviewed it on an official capacity, so I'm excited to do so today. I picked this up at First Grand Avenue Liquor. Inbound is actually Brewery of the Month at First Grand Avenue, and I picked this up for less than $9 for a 4-pack of delicious West Coast IPA. That's pretty awesome. Let's get into this. Whatever you're up to, I hope you're able to crack a beer and enjoy one with me tonight. Chilly day in wintry Minnesota. I believe it was 1 degree out this morning. Ugh. This beer is looking fan-freaking-tastic. Golden color. Amazing. Cloudy, bubbly head. No particulates, crystal clear. Wow. Lacing is, I would say, medium so far. Head retention is heavy. It is retaining head quite nicely. I have not swirled it yet or anything, but just as we're sitting here staring at it, as I'm sitting here staring at it, it is retaining nicely. Bright gold. What I like to do is I swirl for a few seconds and then cover it with my hand. Just count to 5 in my head, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. Lift my hand up and stick my nose in the glass and inhale deeply. Super fruity, quite a bit of that Fruit Loop aroma. That's just an awesome that's the only way I can really describe it. It smells sugary and like cereal. It smells awesome. Getting some undertones of pine and resin, kind of a rich resinous aroma. Yeah, as I continue to smell the beer, I get a lot more resin and a lot more hop flower. Oh, wow. That is amazing. Holy. That is really, really good. It's bitter. It's slightly sweet. Oh, the hop bitterness is lingering on the back end. Mm. And yet light enough and crushable enough to be enjoyed any time of day, any time of year. Wow, this is awesome. It's bright. Yeah. And as it lingers, it's like, ooh, grapefruit. Grapefruit juice. I love it. It's not particularly sweet like I smelled. I honestly smelled Fruit Loops when I sniffed it. It smelled like like Fruit Loop cereal, like when you open the bag and you pour yourself a bowl and you're like, ooh, that, it just has that awesome smell. I smelled that when I cracked the beer, which is great. I'm not tasting that that Fruit Loop aroma, which is interesting. I would say this is a fairly grapefruity beer all the way through. It packs a punch of grapefruit right in the front. Has undertones of pine, resin, floral, and then hop and grapefruit just linger on the tongue and the palate as I'm sitting here talking. It is fantastic. The difference between smelling the beer 1 second and drinking it the next is wildly different. It's great. It's a great great experience, to be honest. I enjoy a beer that does that. You're not smelling exactly what you're tasting. You're not tasting exactly what you're smelling. It's kind of cool. Right. On to mouthfeel. Body, I would say medium. Carbonation, I would say this is medium to medium high. Fairly carbonated. It's nice and bubbly. Nice and bright. Alcohol, I would say it's fairly low. I don't get much of a burn as I'm drinking it. All right, as far as the feel wheel is concerned, it's crisp, slightly sour, and finishes smooth and dry. Wonderful. As far as the drinkability goes, would I purchase this again? Hell yes. I've purchased this before, and I will purchase again. To me, this is an everyday drinker IPA. It's everything I want in an IPA, to be honest. Sometimes I do like to get those insane, heavy, gritty IPAs. It's not necessarily something I like to drink every single day, but this IPA I could drink every day, absolutely. It's light enough, it's crisp enough, it's refreshing, and it's still hoppy enough to satisfy that hop head in me, where I'm like, yes, I want something hoppy, but I don't want something that's going to kill my palate. To me, it's fruity, but it's still super hoppy and still really crushable. So that's why I'm circling everyday drinker. I mean, tried and true food pairing with a West Coast IPA would be tacos, man. You can't go fucking wrong. My friend Jessa made these candied jalapenos. They're called cowboy candy or something like that, I believe. And I've been having those. I had those with my breakfast, and I had those with some nachos I made randomly. And holy shit. Actually, those nachos with cowboy candy would pair insanely well with this fruity yet hoppy IPA. My nachos were super simple. They're tortilla chips, two different kinds of cheeses, Oaxaca and Colby Jack, which sounds like a weird combination, but that's all I really had. Two awesome melting cheeses. On top of that, I put on cowboy candy and a squeeze of lime, and that's all it was. Very simple nachos, don't get me wrong, but I was hungry. It was like midnight on a Thursday or some shit, and I'm like, yep, that's what I want. So yeah, and I'm really upset I didn't have this IPA on hand to pair with those nachos, because that would have been fucking fantastic. Excuse the noise in the background if you hear my cat trying to get in the door. So the summary of this beer: this is bitter, this is hoppy, this is grapefruity, and because of the differences of the aroma and the taste, I'm going to circle complex. That's going to do it for this episode of Upbeat Brew Review. Please be sure to tell your friends and family about this. Again, I was reviewing Fruit of the Loop from Inbound. It is a West Coast IPA. It's fucking fantastic. Endless cheers to you all. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to catch you next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tell your friends and family. Cheers.